moving in was, well, actually, we could live because we were broke. So me and Jim set up home, and he had, I don't know, a room in these sort of old offices and things. We painted the windows white so people couldn't see and all that sort of business. And then we started creating our maze structures. This is what we did this before we did that exhibition. So this is where we were doing the formative work in this workshop. But we were plagued by kids. This is a kids' playground. And like every evening, there were kids running up and down the bloody roof. They were throwing stones. They were, blah, blah, we know what you're doing in there. They were being a bloody nuisance. So it was kind of like, we've been talking about engaging the local community. They're knocking at the door. So we didn't really know how to do it, because we were on a deadline. We didn't really know how to deal with it. So we started, Jim was very good at football. So we started to play football with them. And then that grew, and then we became friends with them, you know, through the football and things, and they were no longer, you know, they were no longer abusive. And what are you doing in there, mister? Oh, we're making art. Can we see? I said, well, you know, I said, what we'll do, we'll have an arts workshop one evening a week from 4 o'clock or when you come out of school till 7 o'clock. Where you can do things and you could sign up what we're doing. But it has to be organised, no rough stuff, blah, blah, blah. So it has to be disciplined, just like at school. Oh, great, great, can we, you know. So we had about 10 kids, and they're all of that age, 14-year-olds, right, toe rags. A couple of girls who were interested in a boy, as you do.